Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
7:02 in the a.m. on this hump day Wednesday. Good morning to you. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show. Ed Norris, Rob Long. Right now it's time for Commissions Baltimore. What's going on, Eddie?
I'm talking about this event I went to last night up at Abbey Burger right here.
Oh, I love that tavern.
I remember my Washington Tavern. And it was a private.
I love them.
Oh, yeah, it was great. It was good. It was nice. It was just a nice event. A lot of good friends were there. My friend who's judge, Nicole Pastore, actually is friends with this guy. And she set this up. And it's something to think about, I'm just going to say. I'm not judging. I'm just going to read you the facts of what was said in the articles. And, you know, this is not him talking, not me talking. These are just news articles. I read about them since I heard what he had to say. This is from the Washington Post. And the man's name is John Huffington. And this happened in Harford County. And he admitted at the time he was
with F. Huffington?
Huffington. Yeah, okay. Two Fs. And he was involved with drug sales in Harford County as a teenager. And then he heard the police were looking for him, but he said he had, you know, was giving this up at the time. And he said he knocked on the precinct door and said, "Hey, I heard you're looking for me." And then, he didn't really know why, according to him. And he said that it turned very dark, the questioning. And all of a sudden, he was being questioned about a double homicide. And he said it had nothing to do with it. So basically, he's a kid. I mean, think about one of your kids at 18 years old. They don't know anything. You don't have a lawyer. You don't know anything. It's like, so he ends up, getting caught up in the system. As he put it, it was like the last time his feet touched the floor outside of prison for 32 years was that day. And he gets convicted. And unfortunately, and he maintained his innocence all that time. But you think about some of the stuff that happened along the way. Like, there were a couple of hairs that they used an FBI expert to testify for, on the behalf of the prosecution. And he gave them like 99%, it's him. It turns out this agent he'd been screwing up for years. What he was doing was he was slanting his testimony to favor the prosecution in cases, and then he had outside experts look at this, and it was not his hairs and stuff. And so he didn't give him a couple $1 million and say, "Oh, I'm sorry, have a nice day." He stayed in prison. So they had to continue. And I look at the people involved in this and the things that happened. The Innocence Project got involved, which is, it's a great project. It's a great bunch of people there. It's just something I was very passionate about. Barry Scheck was the guy who was leading. I told you before, I used to lecture with Barry Scheck around the country about DNA. I did it from the police perspective. He did the defense. Both with the same goal. We don't want innocent people in prison, and I want to catch the right guy. So there was some really a lot of casualties. We think about this man's life because the FBI agent got fired because he was found to be.
How long after he got locked up did the FBI agent get fired?
That was a long time later because he served 32 years.
So he was still in jail even though the FBI agent was fired for
him. Because they don't just let you out. You've got to have another trial. And he actually was let out on, I guess it was home detention. Eventually he got out on bail. And somehow he bailed out. Waiting a new trial.
Okay.
And there was other stuff too. Like the prosecutor in Harford County was actually disbarred. because according to the Washington Post, various instances of intentionally dishonest misconduct, intentionally failed to disclose exculpatory evidence as a prosecutor for over a decade. So that's only happened five times nationwide in cases like this. Five times in the country with someone disbarred as a state's attorney. And eventually, you know, he'd been through so much. He served 32 years. In the end, they not wanting to go through this again and, you know, have another trial and go through the whole thing again. And he took this unusual here, Alford plea is what they're called, is you maintain your innocence, but you still get a conviction. And he was actually convicted. He got the Alford plea, and he was sentenced to 32 years of time served was the deal. So he's still got a criminal conviction now, but he's out. And he's, you know, he's been working since he got out. He actually was running Living Classrooms projects there for a while. And so his passion now is to help people that have been, you know, disadvantaged, screwed over, things like that in life.
I wonder why.
Yeah, right? But my point is, like, can you imagine? I don't know how this guy is not, like, he's really seems like a nice man, like, now. Just it's very, very nice demeanor. I talked to him for a little while. And I don't even know. I can't even imagine. I can't even imagine to sit there. This isn't 6 months or 2 years or 32 years.
Yeah.
32 years. Our kids haven't lived 32 years yet.
No.
Think about this. And, you know, to know that this you've been, you know, essentially framed. And then to finally get out, and unfortunately, because he's got a conviction, it wasn't like they expunged a conviction. He doesn't get that. There's some states have money for every year you serve wrongly, mm-hmm. so they give you $10,000 a year or something. So instead of getting a lump sum of money, he doesn't get that. Still got a criminal conviction. He's now there's a petition to get him pardoned by Hogan before he was out of office. But boy, and all the other things that go with this, like he was in prison when his mother died. He was denied the right to attend a funeral. Because very often it was something they'll let you out mm-hmm. to come back, yeah. you know, to attend a funeral of a mother or father.
That's
or something
how
like
my
that.
Cousin was denied.
Well, he's denied.
He's denied.
Yeah, yeah. I know. Yeah. Sucks. It just sucks.
I told you about this. This was like three years ago.
Yep, I do remember that actually. But now he's very much, you know, into job training and helping people get their lives together, and he's worked with Ray Lewis's Power 52 Foundation too.
Okay.
So we're going to have them on. I'm going to have them on with some commissioners. Bolton was with this because it was just, I you know, I'm still bitter over what happened to me, and I can't imagine this because it's not just the, you know, the obvious of being in a prison cell for 32 years. That's horrible. But then there's all the other stuff of, you know, the reputation, your loss of income, your loss of life. You didn't live. You didn't, you know, I don't know his personal life, but you don't have a family. You know, you haven't done anything. You have not lived
right.
your life.
Right.
So there's all this stuff that is involved. And unfortunately, you know, the government's response is, yeah, our bad. No! It's like, this should not occur.
Yeah.
This should not occur. It just kills me. And this whole the withholding of Brady material drives me wild. And the penalty should not be you get disbarred for this. You should go to prison.
I agree.
The penalty should be you go to prison.
That's too easy.
And this, because... people do it way too frequently. You know, Brady versus Maryland was the case. It's a national, it's a landmark case. You have to turn over exculpatory evidence to the process, to the defense, and people don't do this sometimes. And it's so serious that you have something. You know, say a witness said, I saw Joe LaCroix did it, not Rob Long, and they withhold the evidence about Joe LaCroix. You can't do that. I mean, you can't do that, but they do it. And you know, and when you get caught doing it, you should serve like Mike Nifong in the Duke lacrosse case. Mm-hmm. That son of a bitch should have been in prison.
Yeah.
He should have gone to prison, like, for years. Like, he was going to put four innocent kids in jail for rape that he knew they didn't do. Like, how do this evil? It's like, it's much worse than a guy sticking a gun in your face and robbing your wallet. This guy was willing to put innocent people in jail. Like, I don't know how people reconcile that. Because then they must have done something. Well, he must have done
that's
something.
That's always the case.
Yeah.
That was. That's always the case. They must have did something.
Yep.
Yeah. Ed Norris, thank you very much. Commissioners Baltimore. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Lamar Jackson received some advice from a Raven Hall of Famer, for Pro Football Hall of Famer. We'll talk about that at 7:30. But on the other side, it's Justice Hill auditioning. Not for a spot here, but maybe somewhere else. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good Wednesday morning to you at 7:16 in the a.m. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show, Jeremy Kahn on vacation. Lamar Jackson received some advice from a Pro Football Hall of Famer. We'll talk about that at 7:30. But right now, Justice Hill, 6 carries, 60 yards, Ed. He closed out the game the week before against the Miami Dolphins pretty strong as well. You have J.K. Dobbins. Gus Edwards will be back soon. When that happens, you got two healthy running backs there. Is there room for Justice Hill, or is Justice Hill auditioning for his next team?
I think there's room. I think it's like they need depth. This is a run-first team, or it has been. Haven't generated much of a running game now. But they're still, you know, they want to run the ball, and I think you can't have enough quality running backs. And they have a little, you know, some different skill sets there. Justice Hill is your speed guy now.
Right.
So I think it's a little different than the way Gus runs.
See, we've had that three running back thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was way too crowded. I said that before. I think, you know, we got so many running backs. We got this guy. We got that guy. We got this guy. No, that's too many. And as long as the team was winning, it was good.
Yeah.
The minute you start seeing some traffic in that backfield, somebody had to go. I think three running backs is one too many. I wish Gus Edwards would come back sooner rather than later for many reasons. I think if Gus Edwards comes back quickly and you know he's healthy, you could possibly trade a guy like Justice Hill.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I mean, what, November the 1st is the trade deadline this year? If you can get Gus Edwards back, but I just don't think he's going to come back in enough time to see whether he's healthy or not right now to be able to make that move. Right now, Justice Hill is very important. I think moving forward, you got to know J.K. Dobbins and Gus Edwards. That's your backfield. One of those guys will have. We know J.K. Dobbins is not going. He's the guy. But, Ed, one of those guys has to go. I just think three is too many.
Well, I don't know. It's just, you look at it now. What do you do when somebody goes down with they're out for a couple of weeks, out for the season? You need some depth. And that's exactly what happened here. So, I don't know. I'd like to keep him in the running back room.
410-583-1057, your thoughts on that? He's definitely a guy that has a lot of wiggle to him. He's explosive. He's a factor. But, you know, you can't say, well, you use him on third down, because that's what J.K. Dobbins is advertised as being that guy. That's why you drafted him so high. He's advertised as being that guy you can use on third down out of the backfield. He can't be, you know, your home run hitter, because, again, that's what J.K. Dobbins is advertised as. He can't be your power guy, number one. That's not his DNA. Number two, that's what you have in Justice Hill. Mm-hmm. You're right. You need depth. You could possibly use justice to flip to get some depth. I just don't know who, but, you know, I just that's just a theory. You know, I love him. For right now, Ed, I want him to give him the ball more. Six times wasn't enough. Give him the ball 10 to 12 times. I'm not saying give him 20 carries. I don't think anybody on the Ravens team on a week-to-week basis is going to get 20 carries. I think even J.K. J.K. is going to get 15 to 18. That's just how the Ravens are. Yeah. But you can give him 10 carries.
What I don't think you need is like Mike Davis or Kenyon Drake with their back.
No.
So, I mean,
that's not even a
that's
thing.
Where
we're not even discussing them.
Yeah, make room there.
We're not even putting them in the car. They're here out of necessity only. No disrespect. But they're here out of necessity only. That's it. I don't see how they fit what we're doing.
I don't either. Well, they don't. They just don't.
I thought Mike Davis would be more the power guy.
Yeah, I thought he'd perform a little better, actually.
But he has not been that.
Yeah.
Has he not been that, or have they not used him?
I don't know. I mean, he's a gamecock. You know more about him. I don't know.
He's a gamecock a long time ago. Yeah. But remember, okay, you are 100% right. He's a gamecock, and I know a lot about him. Was I thrilled when they got him? No. Remember? Do you remember the conversation?
Yeah.
No, I was not.
He's almost 30 years old. So.
I said to you, why him?
Yeah.
No. Let's go to Aaron, who's in Pikesville. What's up, Aaron?
Good morning. I just wanted to say one thing to you guys. Remember Priest Holmes?
Uh-huh.
Okay, Jamal Lewis. Remember what we did? And the guy, we blew a whole season when we got rid of Priest Holmes. So,
well, you go. Time out. Aaron, let's back up.
Running back.
Let's back up for a second. When you got rid of Priest Holmes, you didn't have a backup running back. So I don't think that's a comparison. You got J.K. Dobbins and Gus Edwards. You got two.
Well, it's not going to be exactly the same, but I'm just saying the same thing can happen in today's NFL. And I'm just saying, we have an embarrassment of riches. I think we should enjoy it.
You can't have an embarrassment of riches with a salary cap, but you can't compare the two when you didn't have two running backs when you got rid of Priest Holmes, eh?
Yeah.
So you can't compare the two. You got two starting running backs when Gus Edwards gets back. They're two legitimate starting running backs in the NFL. That when you get Gus Edwards back, then you compare it to Jamal Lewis and Priest Holmes.
Yeah, I mean, it's when you say it's not exactly the same. No, it's not the same. I mean, I get what you're saying. Because that was, you know, nobody expected that, and Priest Holmes ends up doing really well with the Chiefs he went to.
Yeah.
But it's not quite the same.
It's not the same.
No.
And when you have an embarrassment of riches in a hard cap era, then you've got to do something to unload and fortify something else.
Yeah.
Let's go to Shiloh in West Baltimore. What's up, Shiloh?
Hey, Ron, thanks a lot for getting me in, man.
What's up,
man? Hey, look, hey, Ron.
Uh-huh.
I'm with Ed on this one, man. You know, you gotta keep a Justin Hill around. You know, like Ed said, you know, these two guys are coming back off of injuries. You know, you never know what might happen. One of those guys go down, and now you have back, who can we fill in? Like, you drafted a Justin Hill. He's been through a lot with this team, but I think he's showing what he got, and I think we should keep him around.
Let me ask you this real quick. All right, you keep him around. You got three great running backs. Meanwhile, you have two or three positions that are lacking and contribute to you losing games. Why keep three when you're not going to use all three, when you could use one to flip the strength of another spot?
I mean, we can talk about that later. Hey, Ron. No, because I know I have a lot of time. Hey, Ron.
Yeah.
These people calling in about Lamar, man, is killing me. I mean, you know, hey, Ron, what does this guy have to do to prove who he is? Three games into the season. They talking MVP already. I know we early in the season, Ron, but since this guy stuck on the field since he got drafted for us, man, he had done nothing but come out and produce. I mean, I heard a guy say early, though, he only won one playoff. Are you kidding me, man? Like, that's all you can come up with, man, how many playoff games you won, because last time I checked, you know, those type of games, it's a team effort. But I'm talking about what he's doing as an individual, I mean, for this organization, man. I cannot find no words to explain how much I really care for this guy, and I hope we keep him. I'm quite sure we will. I hope he gets everything he deserves. I mean, I'm talking about every penny, every dime, every dollar. It's not my mind, but I know he deserves it. And at the end of the day, man, I can't ask nobody else, but I love this guy, man. I'm a number one.
Shallow.
10% Lamar Jackson.
Thanks a lot, man. We got to run. 410-583-1057. Let's take one more because Bob's been waiting. Bob in Whitehall. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Always love your show.
Thank you.
Hey, my question about Lamar, though, is why does it seem that he makes all his money from football? Because if he had an agent, he should have a deal with Coke, with Nike, with trucks, something. That tells me that it's not really easy to work with a guy who has no agent. And as they say in the law business, a man who represents himself has a fool for a client. So that's kind of, my two cents on that.
That is the old saying.
A man who represents himself has a fool for a client. Bob, never heard that one?
Really?
Stealing it.
Oh, yeah, that's an old saying.
Really?
Absolutely.
Ooh. You hear that? Yeah, I thought so. 410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show. Ooh. While we're dealing with all this Lamar stuff, some of you may say, you should have signed him earlier. Did the Orioles have a similar situation, Ed? We'll talk about that at 7:45. But on the other side, Ed Reed gives Lamar some advice, but is he actually worth anything? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
7:32 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Everyone's got Lamar on the mind, even Ed Reed, former Raven, one of the greatest Ravens of all time, by the way, one of the greatest safeties of all time, Pro Football Hall of Famer. This is what Ed Reed, he was on with Kevin Clark of TheRinger.com. He said this about Lamar. He said, he's just got to be smart. I'm not telling him to play scared or anything because I don't think he's going to do that. He hasn't displayed that. But he has to be smart because it is a business and they will use that blank against you whether you like it or not. You can think these people love you. They're showing their true colors right now. And that's not a shot at the Ravens because they are an organization that's a business. It's a business first. It's the NFL. And it's football to the players, and we love that. But it's a business first to the league. He's 100% sure right on that, Ed, but my question to you, Ed Norris, is this. Is Ed Reed telling him not to play? You don't want him to play scared. You want him to be smart as a business. You want him to take care of himself. Well, if he's not playing smart, I mean, he's not playing scared, but you want him to take care of himself, there's no way to do both and play.
Yeah, I don't know what he's suggesting, honestly. It's very confusing. What are you saying? I wish we would just speak plainly. They just say, you know, don't play scared. Take care. Okay. What?
Yeah, what does that mean?
What does that mean? You can't sit out. He's not going to do that.
I kind of wonder if that's what he's suggesting.
I don't know.
Because I've heard people on ESPN, forward players, suggest he sit out.
I mean, and then he loses money, too. I mean,
yeah, but what you gain overall, I mean,
in the long term,
the best way for me to prove you need me is to prove you need me.
Yeah. I don't think there's any doubt in anyone's mind that they need him. So I don't need him to sit out to show me how much the Ravens need him.
This is what Los Angeles Ram cornerback Jalen Ramsey had to say about the Lamar situation.
So we're talking about leverage if, and neither one of us are in his shoes, right? Mm-hmm. But say you could be in Lamar's shoes. I know if I was in Lamar's shoes and I had the leverage that I feel like he has right now, he is a top quarterback in the league. Like
100%.
And what he does for their team, their offense, as a leader, as everything that he does, like I feel like he has all the leverage.
Yep.
Like it ain't gonna be running the same without Lamar, right? Mm-hmm. If I was Lamar, in essence, I would call their bluff a little bit. I would like, yo, look, I ain't without no new contract, without y'all showing me that y'all value me, man, I'm not gonna play, man. He get dinged up by, I'm not finna play through these injuries like I would. I'm not finna be going out here sacrificing my body, and y'all are in essence, I'm not saying this is what they're doing, but y'all are disrespecting me by not giving me what I deserve. Like, how would you handle that if you in a situation where, like, man, you got the leverage and they still ain't respecting it? They ain't getting it done.
That's Jalen Ramsey talking to Bobby Wagner, his teammate, on an uninterrupted podcast. Here, current NFL players, Ed, saying he's got all the leverage, and if he's out, that offense. See, I love people. Well, some of them never played high school football, telling you that the backup quarterback is as good as Lamar.
Well,
you got guys who play in the league who know what they're looking at, telling you, stop.
It doesn't work that way. No. I mean, that's just ridiculous. And people do. I mean, I say that the most popular guy in town is always a second string quarterback. Oh, he could do that. Why are we paying him? It's like you'd pay, like you always say. If the second guy moves up to number one, you got to pay him. And he's not as good, so that's the case here. Nobody's good as him.
Jalen Ramsey is basically saying that if we played the Ravens, I'd rather face Tyler Huntley.
Of course he would.
Put him in.
Of course.
That's not Lamar. I got less to worry about. I think there's another piece of this too, Ed. I think the NFLPA, which Ramsey's a part of, I think they're pulling for Lamar because Lamar's contract could be Kurt Flood-like.
Absolutely.
He could change the league.
He could. I mean, Kurt Flood changed everything with free agency and the way baseball was, well, the way it was done. And Lamar could do the same thing. You never know. He could change it where it becomes like baseball with his guaranteed money.
Yep. Because the NFLPA can't use Deshaun Watson as an example. Because Deshaun Watson's in a lot of trouble, number one. Yeah. And the Cleveland Browns are who?
Right.
They're not an organization that you want to use as a champion behind.
No.
The Ravens are a well-respected organization. We're not saying that because we're homers, folks. They are.
No, there's a handful of them that people acknowledge. It's like the Ravens, the Steelers, the New York Giants.
Yeah.
They're always considered good organizations, good owners, good front office. They're right. They're respected. The Browns are not.
Yeah. So if the NFLPA will say, see, the Ravens are doing it, it's telling you that's how it should be done. Mm-hmm. They did it with Lamar. Those two examples together is so much leverage for the NFLPA for the next CBA.
Yeah. And maybe that's where they're heading. Maybe that's what they're trying to do. I know I would. That'd be the one thing I'd want more than anything if I was a player would be guaranteed money.
I said it before. I'll say it again. I don't think this is no longer about Lamar and the Ravens.
Mm-hmm.
This is about NFLPA and the owners.
Yeah.
You got NFLPA and Lamar's here telling them what Jalen Ramsey just said. Man, you got too much leverage. Don't break. Then you have the owners in Bisciotti's ear saying, listen, man, this is Lamar. This is the Ravens. You do this, you set a precedence. You set a precedence. So I think it's going to take another owner to blink and say, well, I'll pay him the money. I think this is now NFLPA versus owners. I don't think this is about Ravens and Lamar anymore. 410-583-1057. Robbie and Timonium. What's up, Robbie?
Let me tell you, Rob, we finally absolutely agree on something. And I'm going to tell you this. You hit it right on the head.
Folks, the average football player is only around 3 years. Guaranteed money is coming now. And the owners already have the insurance. They never thought they'd have the money to pay it. Well, they do.
Yeah.
It's called gambling revenue, which they never thought they'd have. And now games are going to be on Amazon, and they're going to get money for that. So the owners already have the money. And it's coming, just like you said, Rob. And Lamar is going to get the money, is going to get it guaranteed, and the players should get it guaranteed. Just like a change in baseball, Lamar is going to make a change in football. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, sir. 410-583-1057 is the number. The NFLPA wants him to be that poster child.
Yeah,
folks, you can look,
do.
You can look 5 years from now, and Lamar Jackson, you can say Lamar Jackson changed the league, the salary structure of the league. Let's go to Mike, who is on the road. What's up, Mike? Mike, you there?
Hey,
what's up, buddy?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's on your mind?
The comment I have about the Lamar situation is, yeah, I mean, I think he's great. I enjoy watching him. I think everything about him is fine. I don't understand what he's doing about this, wanting to guarantee. I know the Players Association's probably behind him to, make this, a groundbreaking thing. And if I'm Bisciotti, I don't do it. It's not good business. You don't do something that's going to be groundbreaking, that's going to set a precedent. The Browns didn't set a precedent because nobody pays any attention to them.
But they did.
But, Bisciotti would set a precedent, and he's not going to do it. I hope I hope Lamar wins the MVP this year, and before
they
next
don't.
Year, we trade him so that, we'll get four number one picks for him.
And Mike, let me ask you this, okay? Let me say this. It's not a real question. Let's say the Ravens do exactly what you said, and they trade Lamar, and they get their next franchise quarterback. Wherever Lamar goes, he's going to set that precedence. So that means that next quarterback you get, franchise quarterback, you're paying him guaranteed. Because Lamar's going to set the precedence somewhere. So you're going to still be... I guarantee you he will.
You think there's no team that's going to
guarantee you he will. There's 32 teams in the league.
Listen, you get teams like the Jets who have not been able to find a quarterback forever. They get a shot at him in New York.
Are you kidding me? The Giants, either one of those teams.
Yeah, they're not happy with Danny Dimes.
So you can let Lamar go for somebody else to set the precedent and then leave you with the bag for you to have to do it with somebody else.
Yeah.
You're not going to win without a franchise quarterback. Stop trying. Listen, man. Stop trying to bargain basement and think you're getting quality. You're not doing it. There's lots of good cars out there, but they don't all run the same. They don't all run the same. Why does that car cost so much? Get behind the wheel. You'll find out.
Yeah.
Why is that car so cheap? Get behind the wheel. You'll find out. That's life, man. Hey, why does that suit cost so much? Put it on you one time.
I mean, all those things.
Put it on you one time, and you'll never ask that question again. Mm-hmm. I want to hear from you, Baltimore. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter. And Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
.7 in the AM, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. A little bit earlier, we heard from Jalen Ramsey from the Uninterrupted podcast. He was talking to his teammate, Bobby Wagner. This is what Bobby Wagner said. This is how he would respond to all this.
I think you handled it exactly how he's handled it, in my opinion. You go out there and just play games. Just prove him wrong.
Each and every week.
Each and every week, you prove him wrong. You know, all he can do is control what he can control.
That's a fact.
And what he can control is going out there and balling, which he is.
What's he doing?
You know, whether the team at the end of the season is successful or not, or like how many wins or not. If he has another great year, that's another great year.
Yeah.
And then now you in a position where you got to either franchise tag him.
Yeah, they can't lose him.
I don't see like.
There's no way
them
he can't
just walking
win.
Away.
Yeah,
like that's
they
the,
need him.
That's the Ravens quarterback.
Yeah.
I don't see nobody else coming in, and you have to change everything up. And so, you know, I'm praying for him. I know it's going to work out. I know he's going to do a great job. And, you know, I hope that the people that see him be inspired by, you know, being able to understand that that's an option, which that's really all you want it to be. It's not about taking over an industry. It's just showing, like, players, young guys, whoever, like, if you don't get an agent, you have an option to go about it the right way, but it take work.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you're willing to put in that work, it can be very lucrative for you.
It's Bobby Wagner once again from Uninterrupted Podcast. Ed, these are defenders talking about an offensive player with reverence.
Yeah. That's the highest praise you're going to get.
Defenders.
Seriously. Yeah.
It's talking about offensive play. Yeah. Defenders hate quarterbacks, especially these guys. They hate quarterbacks. Jalen Ramsey's the same one that dumped on every quarterback in the National Football League a couple of years ago.
He said Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers were okay.
Okay.
And the rest of them sucked. Right.
Let's go to Severn to get Josh. What's up, Josh?
Hey, guys. How you doing this morning?
Doing well. How are you, man?
I'm doing all right. Rob, answer me a question.
Uh-huh.
Why are Ravens fans so protective of Steve Bisciotti's money? Like, they're going to inherit it one day or something. Blows my mind.
I have no idea, because they don't understand, Josh, that they don't pay Lamar to get a quarterback that's a franchise quarterback. They're going to have to pay him probably more by the time that guy develops.
It's crazy. He's worth $6 billion. He can afford to pay Lamar whatever Lamar wants and then send Lamar on whatever vacation he wants, all expense paid. Like, he can afford it, and you do not want to do what the Colts are doing, where every year you're picking some veteran quarterback off the trash heap and watching all of your other talented players age. You don't want to do it. It's not fun.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot, my man. 410-583-1057. Josh said, he can afford it.
Yeah, he is. He's worth $6 billion. That's true.
He's got that tab covered. Marquise in Baltimore. What's up, Marquise?
So, it just amazed me how fans, before y'all went to commercial, how amazed how fans basically exposed themselves, basically saying how Lamar's not going to reset the market, or he's not going, like, another team wouldn't pay Lamar Jackson what he wants. Do they realize teams are desperate for franchise QBs and how hard it is to get franchise QBs, even through the draft? Lamar Jackson's a generational talent. So that guy, I think another team wouldn't pay $250 or $300 million guaranteed for Lamar. That guy is crazy. And he exposed himself and showed me how he feel about Lamar Jackson. Y'all have a good day.
You too, man. Let's go to Phil in Catonsville. Phil in Catonsville. What's up, Phil?
Good morning. Good morning, fellas. Great show as always.
Thank you, sir.
Look, Rob, Ed, you are so right. This is the NFL's version of the Cold War. This is the owners against the players. I think Bisciotti wants to pay him. I think the owners are like, you got to hold the line. Also, keep an eye on Tyler Huntley. How the Ravens address with Tyler Huntley will let you know where they're going to go with the mark. Because I think this is Huntley's last year, and it's not like he's not going to demand a lot of money on the market as a backup because he thinks he can start somewhere. So, fellas, I just wanted to say that. Your thoughts, Commissioner Norris, get that cocktail napkin out for Baltimore. We still need you, babe.
All right.
Let's go to Gambrels and get Jim. What's up, Jim?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Not much.
Hey, I think the last caller hit the nail on the head, partially at least, in that I think we're underestimating the NFL owners' ability to collude, because we know that this will fundamentally change the business of football forever.
I agree with you, and that's what I suggested. I think it was Monday. This is no longer, Ed, about Lamar versus Bisciotti. This is NFLPA versus NFL owners. These other NFL owners don't want Bisciotti to set a trend with Lamar, because that's actually impactful. That's LeBron James taking his talents to South Beach. It impacted the entire NBA. Mm-hmm. This, you're talking about that type of player with that type of impact.
Yeah, no, he is. I think, honestly, I think your analogy with Curt Flood is a spot on, because it, you know, I don't think anybody saw that coming, whatever it was, 1970. And I think that's exactly what's going on here, where the one sport that needs guaranteed money the most, it makes the most sense because of the nature of the game. As Robbie, you know, said earlier, the average career is 3 years. I think it's 27 months, actually. It's a very short lifespan in the NFL. If you don't get paid, now you're 27 years old and you're retired and you're injured, and now what are you doing?
Yeah, you're done.
You're done.
Let's go to Steve in Towson. What's up, Steve?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Hey, first of all, I love you guys. I listen to you every day in the morning. Mm-hmm. I value every one of your opinions. I think that what Commish just said about needing guaranteed money is absolutely true. What I got to argue with you guys about is we cannot pay Lamar Jackson. I think he's a great quarterback. I love watching him, but he's one injury away from never being Lamar Jackson again. If you watch like Aaron Rodgers and the premier franchise quarterbacks throw the football, those guys put it in on, you know, inside of a dime. Lamar has a couple of lucky playmakers around me. I mean, Mark Andrews makes a catch on a guy's over his back shoulder, on the guy's shoulder. Like, he's lucky that those guys are making those plays right now.
What about the four touchdown passes that he dropped in the shoe bucket, the shoe box? What about those? You gave me one. I just gave you four.
Okay. What I'm telling you is
every quarterback has playmakers that make plays for him. Every great quarterback has them. That's what makes them great quarterbacks.
Let me ask you one question, Rob.
That Mark Andrews made a great play on, and I give it to Mark Andrews. There were four other touchdown passes that not many quarterbacks are going to make.
I got you, but let me ask you one question. If Lamar has a ACL tear and he's two steps or a step slower than he is now, is he Lamar Jackson? Is he still that quarterback that can make throws and make plays?
First of all, who has ACL surgeries nowadays and a two step slower? Who? Who?
Okay.
Who has that? I mean, your question is only relevant if that happens. It may take you a while to come back, but who has ACL surgeries now and a two step slower? It's not Gale Sayers.
Right.
When does that happen? 410-583-1057 is the number. Hey, Joe, we got to keep going, man. I mean, folks want to chime in, want to talk. What do you think? Let's do it. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. We got to sound off. The rest of the country is sounding off. Why don't we sound off in Baltimore, Ed? Let's do it right here on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.